Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, and I want to thank you on this beautiful memorial, this beautiful Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans, for all of your service. Thank you for joining us on today. Whether it's the beginning or the end of your day personally, just sit back, relax, and enjoy us as we uplift and inspire your lives. Here's Tasha Cobbs Leonard with Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. I'm holding nothing back.
Radio, and it's time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to let you know that you are enough. I'm reminded of David when the prophet Samuel came to anoint one of Jesse's sons as king. David's father and brothers, they seemingly questioned whether or not he was kingly enough. Because, you know, he worked out with the sheep and he served. And oftentimes we question ourselves in the same way that David did. We look back at our past and sometimes even our present and tell ourselves we are not equipped or qualified to do the things that we have been called to do on this planet. But I want to encourage you to see yourself in the image you were created in. The image and likeness of God. Start afresh with how you see you. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited you have joined in and y'all listening. I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, acceptance. 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on the outward, on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart. In order for us to accept ourselves, we must first accept the things about ourselves individually, the good, the bad, and even the ugly. Here's Joy Star with Cocoa Butter, right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah, I was born a G, who tough for me? Call me Joy, got mouth on me, scrape my knee, elbows and chin, melting in my skin, ain't thin.
Say that again,
my skin ain't thin. I was born and born again, almost died, but now I'm living. Was the end, it's the beginning. Took my woes and my sins, wrapped them up, no bobby pins, wrapped them up, no bobby pins. Took my woes and my sins, wrapped them up, no bobby. Took my wallet into my sins, wrapped them up with bobby pins.
I've been baptized
in cocoa butter.
I've been rubbed down
in cocoa butter.
My whole body
in cocoa butter.
Of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am so excited to share with you a wonderful person who has great insight on our topic for today. Cyrell Hobson is an author, speaker, fitness trainer, and resilience coach, and the founder of SEED, Strength, Endurance, Energy, Determination, a 501c3 nonprofit organization for underserved youth with a focus on excellence in academics, athletics, and mentoring. Not only does Cyrell pour wisdom into youth, she also empowers them as individuals in all ages with her core message of transforming lives through health, fitness, and overall well-being. Cyrell's message is, for those seeking to live a healthy lifestyle and discover more meaning in life. Widely recognized as a gifted teacher, Cyrell blends in insight with humor while providing practical tools for living. She operates under the principle that solutions to the majority of health problems we face are rooted in understanding, developing, and living a healthy lifestyle, both physically and spiritually. Cyrell teaches through example that you can rise above the challenges of life. Her new book, Themes of Gold, a memoir of overcoming personal challenges and trauma, resonates with people from every walk of life and has opened the door for her to share her message of hope to the masses. Cyrell currently resides in Houston, Texas, and is pursuing her doctorate degree in sports administration and leadership. Let's welcome Cyrell to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Cyrell.
Hello, hello, how are you?
I am doing awesome, Thank you for joining us on this evening as our special guest, and so we're just going to dive right in. Our topic for tonight is acceptance, or more specifically, just to add to it, self-acceptance. So talk to us a little bit about your story and how this topic kind of plays into your life.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm very honored for that. So I just want to let you know about that, first of all. And self-acceptance is something that is very dear to my heart, because it is something that we are all dealing with on a daily basis in our lives. And it was so cool that in the beginning, one of the songs that you were playing was Tasha. I think her last name is Cobbs. And I listen to that song every day, Gratefully Broken, Gratefully Broken. And when you really listen to her lyrics, she says that God will break you to position you. He will break you to promote you, and he will break you in the right places. And so when I thought about this topic, I thought about it took me back to that place that I have to visit quite often. Right? I think a lot of times we are afraid to admit that we have to visit that place, right? We want to put on this front that we're okay, or, we're living our best life. But we really have to learn about really understanding what it means to really accept yourself. I speak a lot on resilience, and I thought, wow, how can I tie in self-acceptance with resilience? And what came to me was that acceptance is resilience. Until you can really accept the person that you are, the place or the situation that you're in, you really can't become resilient. And then it works vice versa. In order to become resilient, we must surrender. We must acknowledge. We must accept where we are and whatever we're going through, so that we can really understand who we are in that place. And so when I wrote Themes of Gold, that's what Themes of Gold was about. It was based off a Japanese method called Kintsugi. And Kintsugi is when they take broken, shattered pieces of pottery and they seam it with gold and create a masterpiece. And so that's what self-acceptance is realizing that every area of your life, every area of your life, even the areas of life that we are embarrassed about, even the areas in our life that we may still be hurt about, those are the areas of our life that actually make you beautiful. Those are the areas of your life that make you resilient. And so when I was invited by you to speak on this, I thought, wow, it's just amazing, because self-acceptance is something that we have to visit on a daily basis. I don't know if you ever can really master it, because we're constantly growing. You know, we're constantly growing in who we are and our purpose in life. But I do believe that you can get to that place where you really understand that I'm just enough. I'm enough. Like, I'm enough. Who I am and what I do doesn't mean that you're not looking to improve, but you're just enough. And so I believe definitely something that we have to exercise on a daily basis. And that's what Seams of Gold is about. That's what resiliency is about. It's about accepting and acknowledging whatever space that you're in right now.
That is so good. And I'm so glad that I picked up a copy of your book. I met this wonderful young lady, as well as, I'm not ashamed to say it, this is my sorority sister.
Yes, in the house.
And so, but I believe beyond that, God divinely connected us when I first met you, because I was drawn to your table. I was like, okay, when she comes back, because your assistant was sitting at the table, I'm going to have to come back and purchase this book. So I'm glad I did that. I'm glad we connected. I believe it was a divine connection. And so with that being said, I wanted to just, you know, ask you a couple more questions before we go to another song. In chapter 7, because I want people to get your book, so I'm not going to dive too far off into your book. Just wanted to ask some questions. Talk about, are your insecurities holding you back? Because I believe a lot of people, that's the depth right there of many people's idiosyncrasies or their issues, is their insecurities. So talk about that with me for a minute.
Are your insecurities holding you back? That was a place that I had to visit. That was a very difficult place for me, because a lot of times our insecurities are created through outside sources. You know, it could be social media. You know, the things that you see, you're like, oh, I wish I looked like her, or I wish I had what this person had. And so my insecurities that I had was created by me. It wasn't things that people were telling me. It was things that I created. And I didn't realize that it was an insecurity until everybody I met, mostly men, they're good at calling out your insecurities, right? So when I noticed that I was hearing a cycle of the same things, like, do you not believe that I feel that you're beautiful? Why do you keep, you know, every time I say you're beautiful, you say something negative back. Or, and a lot of times it was because I really didn't know or feel that I was as beautiful as what everybody else was saying. Because I grew up in a loving home. I grew up with mother and father and a brother and a dog and, you know, all these nice things. And so I couldn't understand where these insecurities were created. You know, they were created for me. And I talk about in my book about when you're in an insecure place, it's very difficult to have clarity, like, in your purpose, in your friendship, in your relationship. And you really don't have a genuine relationship with yourself. because you're constantly banging your head up with all the things and areas that you feel that you're deficient in. And so when you're super insecure, you do things that are totally out of character. You may be hanging around people to occupy space. You know, when I was in a very insecure place, I didn't care who it was. I just didn't want to be home. So as long as I stayed gone, I never had to confront myself. I never had to confront my insecurities, so I would just stay out. You know, I would stay going on a date, or I would go hang out with a girlfriend, or I would go over here, or I would do this. I was doing all these things to cover up the insecurities because I was afraid to be by myself, because when you're by yourself, that's a difficult conversation to have sometimes, because you have to be real, right? It's just like forgiving yourself. So what I had to learn to do in order to heal from my insecurities was to forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for all of the things that I said to myself about myself, because it wasn't people. You know, it's easier when people say, when your insecurities are based or created off of outsources, it's a little bit easier, right? Because it's easier for me to say, well, see, I'm hurting because he said this about me, or I'm hurting because she did this to me, or he did this to me, or she did this to me, or that situation made me feel like this. But when your situation is good and the people around you love you, but you still have this insecurity that you're creating, that's a hard place to go and visit, because you can't believe, why would you make yourself feel like that? And so it's a constant, constant battle. It's a constant battle. So you have to learn that when you're visiting that place of insecurity, it goes back to acceptance and it goes back to resiliency. You can't heal from insecurity until you become secure in your insecurities. I'm very secure in my insecurities. So any area that I feel like I'm deficient in, I'm able to acknowledge it, and I have one or two options. I'm going to deal with it, or I'm going to work on it. But I don't allow other people to expose my insecurities. I am secure in the insecurities that I have. And that doesn't mean that you're comfortable there. It just means that you acknowledge that those are some areas in your life that you may need improvement on. So insecurities can definitely hold you back if you don't confront them and acknowledge that they're there.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has dropped some serious wisdom and gold nuggets on this evening. So I want you guys to, when we come back, we're going to go to a song, but I want you to come back. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear your questions and comments from Ms. Hobbs. But first, here's Kirk Franklin with Imagine Me right here on We Talk Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Imagine me.
imagine me. Like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. November is National Caregivers Month. As a caregiver, I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. When you are caring for others, you must take time to do the things that you have to do. I know it's easier said than done, believe me. By experience, I understand it. But when you are caring for others, you must do the basic things. Make sure you're eating right, working out, going to your doctor's appointments, whatever it is that you normally do on a regular basis. Please know that I'm not speaking from a blanket place. I'm speaking from experience. In order for you to take care of your loved one, you have to make sure you make yourself a priority. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. We are here with Miss Shirell Hobson, author of Seams of Gold, Resilient Coach, talking to you about acceptance. We're going to take some calls, log in or dial in to 563-999-3456 so we can hear your questions and comment to our awesome and wonderful special guest. Shirelle, while we're waiting, wanted to ask you to just kind of quickly give us some quick tips on how to bounce back. I talked to my students about bouncing back, which is the same thing or the similar thing to resilience. Talk to us about how we can do that.
The first step that to get that bounce back to walk in your resiliency is to acknowledge. It's to acknowledge first what space that you're in. And once you're able to acknowledge what space that you're in, I have what I call the affirmation. And we have to move past the I am and move into the I will. And that helps you to stay accountable. So acknowledging, affirming, so moving past the I am to I will, and then thirdly, I would say actualization, and that is moving in spite of. So now I'm going to acknowledge the space that I'm in. I'm going to say that I will do these things, and then I'm going to do it. And that's when I think that those three steps are the most important. And those steps you repeat. You repeat it over and over and over and over until you get to the place that you feel that you're safe, until you're in the place that you believe that there's growth, that there's unconditional love. So you repeat that process. That process doesn't, it doesn't change. And if I had to say, how do you get to the point of self-acceptance? I would say the first one would be understanding your true self, not the self that everybody thinks that you are. You know, we have those people in our life that tell you, oh, you're so good at this. Oh, you're so good at that. But I'm talking about understanding your true self, doing the things that you love to do, even if other people don't agree to it. So that's, I would say, is number one. And the second one I would say as far as walking in your acceptance is, what are the things that you accept that doesn't complement your self-acceptance? You know, so acknowledging those places. You know, are the people around me complementing my self-acceptance? Are the areas and the places that I'm hanging out complementing my self-acceptance? Those things are important, and you have to really acknowledge that as well. And then I would say third of accepting your, of getting to the place of self-acceptance would be, what are the things that I'm willing to accept, which is difficult sometimes because our purpose is not always what we wanted to do. It's not always what we plan to do. But when you acknowledge that place, and you say, this is the place that I'm supposed to be in, then you accept what comes with that place. You accept the people, you accept the challenges, and that's how you get the bounce back. That's how you get to the place of self-acceptance. When you acknowledge the space that you're in, you affirm the place that you're in, and you're going to say that I am and I will do these things, and then I'm going to act on it. Regardless, everything looks like it's working out in my favor. Because I know that this place that I'm in, see, when you're in your purpose, when you're in your purpose, you don't have to worry about the acceptance of other people. When you're in your purpose, you only have to accept yourself, and you only have to answer to one person when you're living your purpose in your life. So I would always encourage people that, how do you know when you're living your purpose? You know when everything and everybody is aligning without you having to work for everything. When I wrote my book, I thought, God, are you serious? Because that wasn't part of my plan. Shirelle, if you would ask me, Shirelle, what would you be doing? If you would ask me 5 years ago, what would you be doing in 5 years? The writing, the speaking, the book, none of that stuff would have been nowhere even close to my vocabulary. Because it wasn't something that I was planning to do. I was planning to be a collegiate level track coach, and that's it. That was my plan. And when I got here, now here I am speaking and writing and doing all these things. And I'm not going to say that I always felt comfortable with it, but I knew that I was walking in my purpose. So every area of my life that I felt uncomfortable, I became comfortable because I knew that this was the space that I was supposed to be in. And I wasn't going to be able to do anything else in my life until I accepted this calling on my life and this purpose in my life. And then when I was called to do it, I thought, I'm not one of those motivational speakers that are like screaming and laying your hands on people and like I'm not her. But he said just to be you, like walk in your purpose and what I have for you. And so one thing I said was whenever I speak, I'm giving people practical tools. Nobody needs to know what the overall picture looks like. We need to know what are we going to do in the process. What am I going to do when I'm trying to accept myself? Give me the steps to telling me how I'm going to accept myself. Don't tell me that when I get there, I'm going to be living my best life. Well, that's fine. I'm going to live my best life, but there's a process before I get to that point. So I always want to know, what do I do in that process? What are the steps that I need to do in order to really accept who I am? What do I do to really know if I'm bouncing back? How do I know if I'm really over the situation that I thought was the situation that just happened to me? You have to understand acceptance, self-acceptance is resiliency, and resiliency is self-acceptance. Together, there's no separation of the two. Until you acknowledge where you're at, until you affirm that place and that space that you're at, and until you're willing to accept it and actually walk in it, you're never going to get that bounce back because you're always going to have to be reminded of the places that you're deficient in. And so you never get to see, you never get to live your full purpose. You don't get to really live your best life. We just do a lot of fronting, right? I remember when we grew up, people used to always say, fake till you make it, right? Well, I still know people that have been faking for 45 years. Like, how long do you fake until you make it, right? Like, I'm tired of faking until I make it. I'm trying to make it today. So we have to get past the fake it till you make it. We have to get past the fronting. And get into a place where we're saying, this is the person that I want to be, regardless if people agree with it or not. When I wrote my book, Seams of Gold, the first thing that the devil put in my mind was, oh, what if people find out that you're not perfect? And then that's when I knew, well, that's perfect. That's the place that I want to be in. I want to be in a place where people find out that I'm not perfect. Pressure. I want to be able to be the person that I am without the pressure of being who other people feel that I am. And that's why I said understanding your true self. Because when you understand your true self, it doesn't matter what other people think about you. Not saying that it doesn't still hurt if other people say things about you, but when you know who you are and whose you are, it's amazing. Because I enjoy my company. I enjoy my own company. I get dressed up as if I'm going on a hot date, and I date myself. That's what self-acceptance is, when you can date yourself, when you can be in your own company. And when you get into that place, your other people want to be in your company, when you can enjoy your own company, and that's self-acceptance. That's having that bounce back and being in the place where you're okay to be vulnerable. You know, you have to be willing to expose those areas of your life in order to get full healing. Not saying that place is for everybody, but you have to get comfortable with saying, this is the place that I'm in, this is who I am, this is where I'm going, and it doesn't matter who's going with me, because when you get to that place, everything and everybody's going to align just right.
Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. And I'm not just saying that because I'm right there with you in that space. Because when I turned 40 last year, all of the fluff, all of the stuff that didn't even make any sense or even matter anymore, it went straight out the window. I didn't have to get to the, you know, for lack of a better term, get to the real. We have to be in a space where we're ready for growth, ready for expansion, and ready to, you know, deal with the things that are going on in our lives. We can't grow if you keep letting stuff stay in the place where growth is trying to happen. So that is awesome. But what I would like for you to also share with us, because our youth, our young people are so important, especially in such a critical time in society. Talk to us a little bit about what your foundation is doing to help empower young people.
Well, right now we're partnering with a couple of organizations where SEED, of course, is Strength, Endurance, Energy, Determination. And in my organization, there is a place for young Black men, minorities, where not only do we use athletic performance training to help them to move on to college, but we created a platform where they can come and get academic advising, internship, mentorship, creating a place that they can become the best them as a whole. So that way, if it doesn't work out for them in athletics, then they have an opportunity to leave our program, our organization, with skills and tools in order to still be productive out here in the world. As far as young girls, we help do the same thing if they're involved in athletics, but we also just try to get them to understand the importance of understanding that they're enough. And I think that's always a different approach with young girls and young boys, but girls is so much of the self-acceptance. So we do mentorship. We do a lot of insecurity releases in order for the girls to really start understanding at a younger age who they are and who they belong to, so that they can live a life of what I call, I guess, value, you know, understanding that their current situations are just inspiration for wherever they're going later on in life. So our organization, we link up with other well-established organizations, and we try to find ways that we can bring, reduce the pipeline of young Black men to get them more into college, help to work on the insecurities and the self-assurance of young girls. So we do a lot of partnering up with other organizations that may venture out in a different, may not work on athletics, but may be working on more career-driven. And so we just try to partner up to where the kids or the athletes or the students or whoever is a part of the program have a variety of tools that they can use in order to be productive as a citizen once they transition out of high school or if they're in college.
Awesome. Well, Ms. Tyrell Hobson, thank you so much for joining us on today and taking out time to share with us and give us your insight. Everything you said was just awesome, and I really do believe that you will help and impact our listeners as they, you know, engage and learn how to bounce back, and not only that, but get past or through their security insecurities, as well as their, being able to accept their flaws and everything. So thank you so much. Where can our listeners, first of all, where can our listeners purchase your book, Themes of Gold, Discovering Beauty in Brokenness?
Absolutely. Well, you can find, I am on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But if you go to Sherelle Hobson, that's Sherelle Hobson, Hobson.com, you will find my book, my shirts, events that I am in. If you are on Instagram, you can do Sherelle, Sherelle_Hobson. And then if you're on your phone, which is where everybody's mostly at, you can actually text Sherelle, Sherelle, to the number 31966. And that's where you will find also all my information.
Awesome. Get a copy of her book on today. I promise you it will bless your lives. Again, thank you for joining us. And we will be talking offline because I do want to partner with you on some things. I'll be talking to you soon. Again, thank you for joining us. We love
thank
to leave
you
with an inspirational quote. Thank you so much. From former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Never let or never forget that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily. Thank you for joining us. May I pray with you just really quickly before we go into our final song. God, thank you, Lord God, for helping our listeners and helping us to accept ourselves, flaws and all. Help us to reach those places and those spaces that you would have us to go and to be and to do in, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the tenacity and the resilience to be who you called us to be. For we know that you've called us for purpose, designed it especially for us. Before you knew us, you formed us. You ordained us to be who you called us to be. Thank you, Lord God, for this time and this season. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here is Michelle Williams with Believe in Me.
There's an army rising up.